This is our returning champion, Jerry Kolisch from Phoenix, Arizona. Stand by to see Jerry play for a computer valued at $4,295. Tonight on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Mercedes-Benz valued at $28,843 for $610. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $830. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Hayes.
Hey there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, David and Gray. Hi there.
Welcome to Sale of the Century. Hope you're having a pleasant evening, and we'd like to welcome back a very pleasant champion. He won the championship on our last show. Great sense of humor and a fine player. Jerry Kolisch. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
You do indeed have a good sense of humor. I had a lot of fun. I hope you did on the last show.
I did. I almost had a root canal in lieu of falling off the chair.
That's right. Yes, you got so nervous you fell off the chair there for a moment. However, you won. You had $75 in your bank account. You decided to put it in the bank instead of buying, taking the risk. You can win again, going for bigger and better things. One of the better things, cash jackpot is currently up to $58,000 and rising. Would you be of interest in that, Jerry?
Maybe I could help you distribute that, Jerry.
Maybe it'll work.
Good to have you back, and here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. Yeah, that cash jackpot, that'll get you nervous. Who do you have for us?
Oh, our first challenger is committed to spreading the word on health care from Lakewood, California. Help welcome Joy James.
Hi, Joy.
Our second contestant is a successful matchmaker from Hollywood, California. Let's greet Greg Roden.
Hello, Greg. And Summer, I know you have some missing bargains for us later. We'll see you next. Greg, successful matchmaker. Why did that come about? What is that all about?
Well, although I'm single, the last seven weddings I've attended, five of them, I introduced the bride and the groom.
Terrific.
None of my friends invite me over anymore.
I was going to say, when are you going to find one for yourself there, Greg? Somebody's got to introduce you then.
I'm ready.
Nice to have you here. He's getting ready. All right. Joy, you're committed to spreading the word on healthcare. That sounds very nice, but what specifically does that mean?
Well, besides being my business to do health and safety training, it's also sort of next to my heart. I'm also a volunteer for the American Heart Association.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Sounds like you do good work. Nice to have you here. $20 starts all three players off. We'll get started with this question. What movie star topped the bestseller charts with something she called her workout book? Greg.
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda's right, just beating everyone with a buzzer. Greg gets a correct answer, and he gets $5 for that correct answer. What classical work of literature was the basis of a hit musical called The Man of La Mancha? Greg? I think you're acting one of the parts there. No, Don Quixote. Don Quixote, The Man of La Mancha. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer. Down to 20. Who in 1860 became the first Republican president? Jerry?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, that's right. Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president of the U.S., and the champion goes into the lead by 5. According to Shakespeare, what's the better part of valor? Greg?
Discretion.
Discretion is right. Greg, quick with that buzzer time. Jerry. Joy, just keep going with that hard stuff. He may need it over there. What fairy character advises us that only you can prevent forest fire? Jerry?
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear is right. Champion goes into the lead by 5. Yeah. Being in the lead when an instant bargain comes up can be very important because the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sale surprise with a bonus, remember, could come up as well, Jerry. You have a $5 lead over Greg. Jerry, can we... look at this.
Love it.
Jerry, you'll love this blooming gift. It's beautiful. Bouquets of fresh flowers. Seasonal collections delivered every month for a year. Furnished by Flowers by Sir Gregory. It's normally priced at $500, and today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Just $5. Summer, I'll never forgive you for that pun. Now, Jerry, do you remember on our last show that you were eyeing the girls in the bikinis back there?
I don't know what... Yes,
I'm. Your wife now could get $500 worth of flowers delivered, and you would be off the hook for eyeing the girls.
If
you like that, oh, good. Would you also like to? Since that must be his wife. Somebody wants $200 in cash to go with it. $700 bargain for $5. You'd be in a tie with Greg. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Thought you might like that. There goes Jerry off the chair again. Okay. Is your chair okay now, Jerry?
I'm beginning to get the hint, Jim.
Okay, now we're ready to get back to business. The subtitle of this classic film is How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love... Greg?
Dr. Strangelove.
And Love the Bomb, what's the main title? Dr. Strangelove it is, and Greg ties Jerry. Yes, and Greg's gonna fall off the ship. Called the spokesperson for the lost generation of the jazz age. His great novel was called The Great Gatsby. Greg!
I know it.
I bet you do, and I bet you'll know when I say F. Scott. You'll know Fitzgerald. Yeah, F. Scott Fitzgerald. Sorry about that, Greg. You lose five. Greg is bouncing around there. What was the last state to be admitted to the Union? Jerry.
Alaska.
Nope. The other one? Hawaii was the last one.
That's correct.
Thank you. Would you mark $5 down there for me, please? Okay. Jerry loses five. Time now for the fame game. We are playing for a pick of that fame game board, players. We're looking for a famous person. Joy goes, all right. She wants to get control up there. Famous person. I was born in 1946 in Tennessee. We were so poor, we wore rags. Jerry, taking a chance.
Dolly Parton.
The chance pays off. You're right. Yes. Jerry, would you not lean over backwards? What number looks good to you?
Six.
And behind number six, we have a telephone, the Touch 2 by Teletech. A quality two-line telephone system with many asked-for features for home or business. Furnished by Touch 1 Company Teletech.
Very nice. That's a $395 telephone that is yours to keep. And we'll work our way up, Jerry, because if you found $1,000 over there, you'd fall over backwards.
I'll give you a call.
Okay, he'll give me a call. We'll be right back. Scores have bounced around as Jerry has bounced around. Greg and Jerry are 25. Joy's at 20. Back with us for five. What will the waiter bring if you order scampi? Greg?
Shrimp.
Shrimp is four prongs. Either one is your Greg. Back in the lead again. Yes. Name the Spanish rhythm instrument which consists of two wooden shells that are clicked. Joy.
Maracas.
No, clicked by the fingers. Castanets. Quick buzzer may have cost you there, Joy. You lose five. Sorry about that. Down to 15. What do Muslims call their houses of worship? Jerry.
Mosques.
Mosques is right, and Jerry ties Greg again at $30. Who wrote the children's book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas? Joy?
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss is right. Joy gets back the $20 there. Yeah. But again, it's time for an instant bargain. Now, Jerry and Greg, you're in a tie. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, the first one of you to hit your buzzer, this is yours.
Your favorite fisherman will be hooked by this great fishing equipment. Complete with rod, reel, waders, and net. It's yours with a gift certificate from Abercrombie and Fitch. This great catch is normally priced at $800, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $9.
Oh, very nice. Good stuff. Very good stuff, Greg and Jerry. Do you fish at all, Greg?
A little bit.
Jerry, how about you?
I love fishing.
You love fishing.
I do.
$9 doesn't seem to interest either one of you. $8. $7. $4. Going once. Greg will buy for $4. Enjoy that $800 worth of equipment for just $4. We knock that off your score, however, and taking four off, Greg's at 26. Jerry's in the lead. Good close game, though. $10 separate all three players. In mythology, what kind of animal was Pegasus? Joy.
A horse.
Horse, a winged horse, or flying horse. Horse acceptable. And Joy goes to 25. By what name do we know Chicago's February 14th, 1929 mass... Jerry?
St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Mass murder, I was going to say. St. Valentine's Day Massacre is ranked the champion as another five. Which Kentucky Army post is the nation's depository, Jerry?
Fort Knox.
For gold, Fort Knox it is. Two in a row with the champion. Jerry hits the $40 mark. By what title is the Indian mystic Siddhartha Gautama better known? Greg?
Not done.
Buddha. Buddha didn't. Oh, you missed that five, and Jerry goes down to 21. He agonizes over every one of them. The name of one of Russia's largest newspapers is also the Russian word for truth. Jerry?
Pravda.
Pravda is exactly what it is. Jerry goes to 45. Yeah. Interesting to note, Russians are very big newspaper readers. Pravda has a circulation of 10 million, and you will read it. We'll be right back. Champion after three in a row. He's gone into the lead. It is Jerry at 45, Joy at 25, Greg at 21, 10, 15, and a $15 money card up there. And we're looking for a famous person. I was born in Clay County, Missouri in 1847. When I was 15, I joined the Confederate guerrilla band led by William Quantrill. I made my specialty robbing banks. In 1866, I organized Greg.
Jesse James.
A band of outlaws with my brother Frank. You are right. Jesse James it is. Greg big pick of the board now.
Seven.
And behind number seven, we have $10.
Finds himself a money card, $10 money card. We add that to Greg's score. He goes up to 31, making it a lot closer. He's got undisputed possession of second place. We're back with this for all three players. When Charles Lindbergh made his solo flight across the Atlantic, in what country did Joy?
France.
That's where he landed in France, and Joy goes to 30. Yeah. What is the Spanish word for tomorrow? Jerry?
Mañana.
Mañana is right, and Jerry hits the $50 mark. A classic horror film of 1960 ends with a fly crawling across Anthony Perkins' face. Greg.
Psycho.
Psycho is right. Yes, indeed. Yes. I wouldn't hurt a fly, says Anthony. Another five for Greg. Instant bargain. Jerry, you've got the lead now with an instant bargain, so if you'd like, you can have this.
Jerry, you can breathe life into your living room with this elegant etagere. Add the class of brass to your home with a beautiful bookcase that combines the beauty of glass with solid brass, furnished by Swan Brass Beds. It's normally priced at $1,573, and today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $13.
Isn't that lovely, Jerry? Interested in that?
I'm interested.
Okay, now you always have a difficult decision because, of course, you must win, and the amount of the prize back in our shopping area depends on how much money you have to spend, so it would cost you some money. $1,573 worth, however, for $13. By coincidence, Jerry, you would still have the lead. You would have a $1 lead if you bought it.
$1?
Yes, that's right. Speaking of dollars, Jerry, while I'm here, oh, let's try this pocket. What the heck? Jerry, if I'm going to cut your lead to $1, I want it to be worth your while. $100 in cash. $200 in cash. $500 in cash. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Hanging on to that $14 lead. I thought he might like that. We'll be right back. Almost. All of our contestants get to know one another when they're waiting to get on the show, and I must say they were talking over here, our contestants, about Jerry. You should have brought the attaché because with the extra money, they wanted that for the party, right? They want to have a party. Jerry didn't buy. He hangs on to the lead. Jerry's at 50. Greg's at 36. Joy's at 30. We're back with this. In the great deluge in Genesis, how long did it rain? Greg?
40 days and 40 nights.
You got the whole biblical thing. Yes, indeed. And Greg has another five. One of our Midwestern states is made up of two separate land areas connected by the 5-mile Mackinac Bridge. Jerry.
Michigan.
Michigan is right. Nicely solved by Jerry. He gets a 55. In 1970, he became the first actor in English history to be named a baron. Greg.
Olivier.
That's right. Laurence Olivier became a baron. Another five for Greg. Keeping it close. Talking about keeping it close, Greg found a $10 money card. 15 is up there. We've added a $25 money card now. Third and final crack of that fame game board. Famous group. Famous group. I am an organization that was born in 1775. We first numbered 150 men. Our original uniform was buff and blue. We wore tricorn hats. Greg taking a chance.
The Marines.
You're right. It is the Marines. And again, Greg gets control of that board.
Two.
And behind number two, we have $15.
Quickly, where was that big 25, Summer?
Behind the nine.
Down in the corner, but Greg found a $15 money card. We add that to a score. Greg has gone into the lead. And now we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Looking at that score, Greg at $61. Jerry, the champion, at 55. Joy at 30. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What was Beethoven's first name? Joy.
Wolfgang.
Wrong. A gander is a male what? Greg.
Goose.
Right. In sports, what is known as a pigskin? Greg.
Football.
Right. In the hit film, who played the French lieutenant's woman? Greg.
Meryl Streep.
Right. What art form has charms to soothe the savage beast? Joy.
Music.
Right. On what continent is the Ivory Coast? Greg.
Africa.
Right. Who is the Roman god of war? Jerry.
Mars.
Right. What is the nickname of Howard Hughes' gigantic wooden... Greg.
The Spruce Goose.
Right. On Sesame Street, what's the name of the Grouch? Time, time, clear the board. In the old proverb, where does charity begin? Greg.
At home.
Right. What is the capital city of Nebraska? Joy.
Lincoln.
Right. How many known planets are there in our solar system? Greg?
9.
Right. According to Shakespeare, who died with the words et tu, Brute? Jerry?
Caesar.
Right. The symbol for what metallic element is Fe? Joy?
Iron.
Iron is right for another 5, but Greg, with $96, is a new champion of Man of the Century. Congratulations. And congratulations from a fine outgoing champion as well. Well, we'll let Greg relax a little bit. Not that Greg gets excited or anything. Just to wrap up on Sesame Street, it is Oscar the Grouch. Oscar the Grouch. And we didn't get a chance to finish it, though Greg answered correctly. Howard Hughes' gigantic wooden airplane is indeed the Spruce Goose. And Beethoven's first name is Ludwig. Ludwig von Beethoven. Joy knew that, I know. Got to say goodbye, first of all, to our champion. And Jerry, you tried to go for bigger things. Didn't work out. However, you're certainly not going home empty-handed with the cutlery, the telephone and cash. You're over $1,000 in cash and prizes. Thank you to a fine champion and a good sense of humor. Thank you, Joy. Joy, unfortunately, didn't pick up anything along the way. You, of course, have the cash in front of you and our thanks. Have a good time.
I had a wonderful time. Thank you, Jim.
That's the nice thing. We appreciate that. Thank you for joining us as well. And our new champion, Greg, is going with me. Let's go back up here and go shopping, Greg. Let's see what we've got. Congratulations, you defeated a tough champion. Good job, and a great speed round to finish it up.
Jerry.
Yeah, and you did win by, I believe, more than the final total of that $15 money card. So a good finish, $96 you've got. Take a good look at this. That's the brass bed and quilt that you can very easily afford, or you can put your $96 in the bank. The next thing up the line, and win with another $99. You can have this beautiful computer system. You've seen that before. And next thing up from that, oh, a lot of wonderful things. Jay, let's tell them about it.
Conjure up some home entertainment with this 45-inch rear projection color television. It gives you big screen TV viewing enjoyment in a one-piece cabinet, plus some of today's most advanced features in this convertible video cassette recorder, furnished by Green & Roberts, plus a totally integrated audio system featuring computer memory and timer functions, plus remote terminal for listening anywhere in your home, furnished by Beverly Stereo. And this package, normally priced at $6,774, yours for only $285 on sale of the century.
Isn't that this? Now, that is a real shot of you, Greg. I mean, that is the real Greg. A lot of great stuff. A lot of lovely things for you if you get to that $285. I'll tell you something else is lovely, and we haven't seen this yet. I want to intrigue you, let you get a good look at it. We usually have a nice trip. I think this is one of the best. Take a look at this.
Ah, here's your chance for romance. A trip to the beautiful city of Paris, France. We'll fly you and a guest first class from Los Angeles to New York, where you'll board the exciting Concorde for your supersonic flight to Paris. You'll have luxurious accommodations for 5 days. And your private limo will make sightseeing a breeze. A magical trip. First class all the way. This dream come true, normally priced at $11,935. Yours for only $485 on sale of the century.
Well, I see you made her reappear over here in Paris. Very nice. Lovely, lovely thing. That would be yours should you get up to $485. We usually have a nice transportation for you as well. Get the $610. Greg, drive away with this.
Get behind the wheel of this beautiful Mercedes-Benz 190D. Elegant yet practical, this sports sedan features automatic climate control, plus AM/FM stereo radio with cassette player and 4 speakers. Furnished by Mercedes-Benz Hollywood, this fantastic car, normally priced at $28,843, yours for only $610 on sale of the century.
I thank you, Jay. And the magic number, it is a ways away, but for a good player with good knowledge and the guts to go on, $830, that's the magic number. Get to $830, you get everything we've got on the stage, plus this.
The cash jackpot is $58,000.
In total, that would get you $122,005 in cash and prizes. Greg, you've got a decision to make whether to take the brass bed and leave or put your money in the bank and play on, and we'll get your decision in a moment. Our champion, Greg Roden, $96 you've got. $96 buys that brass bed and the quilt. And Karen's sitting there, okay. Or put your money in the bank. The next thing up the line is the computer system. You're very close to that with another win. Many other wonderful things, but of course, that's the risk that you would be taking. Do you now want to take that brass bed and the quilt and leave, or put your money in the bank? Greg, what's it going to be?
You know, Jim, this is so much fun. I've got to come back.
You're going to come back.
Got to come back.
He'll put his money in the bank. We'll have another $1,000. The cash jackpot will be $59,000 next time on Sale of the Century.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Suggested retail value and a correct at the time of recording. Gift certificates do not include sales tax. This is Jay Stewart speaking.